The Department of Veterans Affairs has decided that it won't have an official commemorative service at Lone Pine this year. A department press release issued last night said the decision was made after considering weather conditions and the rough terrain in the area. Meg Green is the national president of the War Widows Guild of Australia, and she joins us now. Meg Green, what's your response to this announcement?
The War Widows Guild expressed our opinion that we considered that the Lone Pine service should continue till the end of 2018 and then be reviewed. And quite a number of us have been to the Anzac Dawn service and to Lone Pine, and we felt it was a very fitting service for the Australians. Unfortunately, I was not aware that decision had been made last night, late, I believe, and we would be upset to see that it is going to go. Really,
so the opposition leader Bill Shorten issued a statement fairly late last night as well, saying that in his view the Australian community would be outraged by this decision. How do you think it will be received more broadly?
Well, I think people will be very disappointed because I think the Australian component at Lone Pine is very important to the Australian population. It is significant. And I do know that they have another service on the 6th of August, and the previous minister, Stuart Robert, had said that only 1,000-odd people attended last year. But last year was a very big year. And, you know, if you're looking at the economics of attending both Anzac Day and Lone Pine, it would have been out of reach for a lot of people. So we're very sorry that that decision has been made. Perhaps they can reverse it.
Have you been to Lone Pine? I mean,
I have.
Specifically stated problems potentially with weather and terrain. Is it a particularly problematic part of the world in relation to those two things?
Yes. If you attend the Anzac Dawn service, you then have to walk up to Lone Pine, which is quite a long walk. But it's not. You don't have to be there till 11. So you do have time. There are medical stations along the way and people to assist. If you're really not able to do it, I think there is potential to organise bus transfer around. And yes, the weather is a problem. When I was there, it was exceedingly hot and there was nowhere to take off your thermal layers, which you need for the dawn service. Facilities are fairly poor. The road in and out is quite difficult.
Is it not then a reasonable decision under those circumstances?
Well, I think not at this point in time until the end of the commemorative services in 2018, and I think then review it. But I think the population will be very disappointed that the Lone Pine service is not going to continue.
Meg Green, thank you.
Thank you.
That's the National President of the War Widows Guild of Australia, Meg Green.